This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it true that Islam spread to the east of Arabia with merchants? When we go into the history of Islam, we find that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he living in the 6th, 7th century period, we recognize that he was under attack by the great powers surrounding him. It was the Roman Empire on one side, and that is like the north to the west, and it was the Sassanid Persian dynasty on the east. And so after these powers attacked the Arabian Peninsula, the new Muslim state, Muslims responded to this, and they defeated them. And so the first movement out was actually people defending the word of Allah and protecting the peninsula from this massive invasion. But following this, Muslims who were known from Arabia as moving along the trade routes, Muslims traveled down the Red Sea, the East African coastline. They traveled along the sea routes, going into India, Sri Lanka, India, Indonesia, all the way around to China. Muslims were on the trade route, the Silk Road. Muslims were traveling across North Africa. And so it was the ulama, the scholars, and the merchants who brought in this new way of life. They impacted the society with honesty, with cleanliness, with dignity, and people wanted to be like them. People wanted to interact, to learn Arabic, not just as a religious language, but also scholarship and with the ability to speak to people throughout the planet. And so, yes, if you look at Indonesia, the largest Muslim country, you find that no conquering army ever went to Indonesia. This is an amazing reality of Islam.